you go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, hey, live on the Sunday. Hey, live on the Sunday. Hey, live on the Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches, More Crutches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back.
He's back.
What's going on, man? As y'all know, I'm super excited to be here on another Sunday live stream. And listen, man, having a great weekend so far. Very productive. Great workouts. Ready for the week. Ready to kill it this week. And listen, man, got some good sleep, good rest, and I'm ready to get going, man. I'm excited about this one. We got a lot to talk about today. And all the episodes been fire, man. If you missed that last episode on Friday, go ahead and check that out, because that was a good episode as well. And listen, man, if you're watching, I need you to do one thing. This is for the newcomers, right? If it is your first time here, I ask that you do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering why I need you to hit the like button. I need you to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, man, on this podcast, we got more bars than the candy store. We got more gems than the jewelry store. We got more heat than Miami. And the list goes on. I could do this all day, but I'm just trying to tell you that they're going to sit here and tell you this is not the best fitness podcast out. They're going to tell you it's another podcast. But another fitness podcast can't do it like this podcast. It is unique. It's special. And listen, with the show just getting started, the show is going to continue to grow. But with all that being said, if you are a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the one and only, the best playback gang on YouTube, also known as the PBG. Shout out to the PBG. I need PBG to hit the like button. And if you are PBG, leave a comment. Let us know that you're here showing some love, because I want to show love back. And if you don't leave a comment, then you're not really playback gang. It's a lot of y'all ghost watchers out here, hater watching, and ninja watching out there. We don't want that on the show. We want the real people, the real family that watches the show. But anyway, with all that being said, I don't think I have any issues on social media to complain about this weekend. I usually like to get that off of my chest. Let me think real quickly. And while I'm thinking, you hit the like button. All right, I think I'm good today. I think I'm good. I know what it is. I do have something. The deadlift police are outside. The deadlift police are outside. They were hating on my RDL, Romanian deadlift. I called it a deadlift, so my mistake for not specifying that it was an RDL. Won't make that mistake again. Yeah, it's not all the way from the floor, bro.
Nope.
And you know what I said?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Hey, man, listen. I got a PR of 435 pounds. I lifted it off the ground, bro. Not off the ground, off of the rack. So we call it a rack pull. It was an RDL, whatever. It's 435. Whatever. If you think I can't do it from the ground, don't worry. I got a video, and I'm going to lift it off of the ground on the next time. So we could have all the haters shut up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
But anyway, with all that being said, let's check on the fam, and let's get this episode going, man. Wicked Scorpion, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hawk, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Jay Sharp, what up? MJJM, it's been a while since you've been here. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Unc, have you ever gone to the store Erewhon and bought the $250 turkey for Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Quincy Nicole, what up? Jessica J, greetings. What's going on, man? With all that being said, let's get this fire episode started. We starting off with y'all favorite. We starting off with y'all favorite community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
We got to start off with the black community today, man. I try to mix it up. You know, I try to start with some coaching, start with the white community. But we starting with the black community today. Let's check out Keisha at McDonald's, and we're going to have a nice little discussion about Keisha at McDonald's. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Who went in the drive-thru? Because my fucking car and I'm not moving until I get my fucking food. The fuck y'all niggas feel like? Bitch, is mad fucking food on the drive-thru. All I said was a little pickles we're and cooked. No onions. And like mad fucking sauce. Don't piss me the fuck off, bitch.
Yo.
No, I don't give a fuck because they have to come in here as a problem.
Yo, imagine going to work and having to deal with customers like this. I mean, this is crazy, man. If you've been in customer service before, which I've been, like, I ain't got time for that, bro. You lucky I can't put these paws on you.
Nope.
You lucky I can't respond with the energy you responding with.
Nope.
Because this is ridiculous.
The fuck? What the fuck is you talking about, bro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Racism.
Don't ask you what's up with that.
They must have disrespected a black queen.
The order! The order is not coming together until 15 minutes! I want the fucking food!
About to crash out over some french fries.
But I want the food!
Most educated in America, right?
She didn't charge me! She did not charge me for the food! What the fuck do about me shouting back then?
Build is terrible.
The blood clot you're gonna do about me shouting! What the fuck is you gonna do about me shouting, pussy? What are you gonna do?
This is ridiculous, man.
The fuck?
You think if she got a workout in today, would she be acting like that?
Nope.
You think if she drank a gallon of water today, would she be acting like
nope.
that? You think if she ate a salad today, would she be acting like that?
Nope.
Lean protein, vegetables, some fruits. She probably wouldn't be acting like that. And this is the issue here, man. When we tell you these foods, they contribute to your mood. They contribute to how you feel. They contribute to you feeling irritable. They contribute to you feeling sleepy, feeling sluggish. And you're not thinking clearly. You don't have the mental clarity, right? You're not in the gym lifting weights and improving your cognitive function because you're eating like this, right? And you only see stuff like this happen in certain neighborhoods, one.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
And you only see this happen at certain restaurants. You're never going to see this at the Sweet Green, the what's the spot called in Cali? Damn, I can't think. Tender Greens. You're never going to see this happen around healthy people, man. And you can call racism as much as you want, but a lot of times black folks, we do this to ourselves. And eating this type of food is a conscious decision. Nobody's holding a gun to your head and making you eat this kind of food, right? And the beautiful thing about the gym is if you really putting that work in, right? If you're serious about the gym, you're going to be more likely to eat healthy foods because you don't want to mess up your progress. And are there people that have been in the gym for 10 years with no progress?
What?
Absolutely. But I'm talking about when you're serious about your grind and you want to elevate, you want to get better. You don't want to be lifting the same weight forever. You don't want to be the same weight forever. You don't want to have the same body fat percentage forever. You're not going to go eat some bullshit like this. Oh, and so on this side, some bullshit like this. All right. And black community, we got to do better. We have to do better. And should I go there? Yeah, let's go there. She probably buying a McDonald's with EBT. So keep it up. Hope she's not finessing the system because that's going away.
Nope.
Get you some fruits and vegetables, man. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's get this episode going, bro.
Dom DeMarco.
Peter Milan, what's going on, bro? Oh, I'm sorry, Peter Millen. Sorry about that. The Dusty Community, that's crazy, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Wicked, ain't you black, bro? You said you called your community the Dusty Community. That's crazy. Yeah. Jennifer, what up? It's always the lower quality type of people acting like this. Close to where I live at Chick-fil-A, there was an altercation and someone got unalive. It's sad, man. It's sad. It's crazy. When you work out and you have like a sense of purpose, you just don't even insert yourself in them type of situations. You don't insert yourself in those type of areas. Seriously. I mean, that's ridiculous, bro. It's crazy. Like I said, you ain't going to see it at the salad spot. Just got back from St. Louis. Got my grind on the hotel gym. Good work. This is why I don't give a fuck about these bottom of the barrel people that grew up in the hood. And it's true. You have to let ninjas be ninjas, right? You got to, like, don't get around them. Don't be around them, because you go to places like this, next thing you know, they're going to be influencing you to get off your grind. They're going to be influencing you to not go to the gym. They're going to be influencing you to stay average or below average and never reach your potential. It's all tied in, bro. You can see the fatigue on that cashier face. Black fatigue.
You know, black people.
No, no.
Both the employee and the customer are big. That's crazy, bro. That's why I rarely go to fast food restaurants. Hadn't gone to McDonald's in over a year. And shout out to you for that. That lady has serious mental issues. Yep. Coach Pope Fitness, what up? I bought two of my meals on dry ice with me also. I mean, and I'm not saying you have to do that, but that's dedication. You know, sometimes you do got to go out of your way to eat healthy and stay on your grind if you got a work trip or whatever. I never grew up in the hood, so why should I care about them? That's crazy. Exactly why Uncle T putting belt to ass now. Food stamps gone. Yeah, man. Somebody just told me they do like part-time at a grocery store. And they said, like, all the regular Americans, black, white, Hispanic, they walk up, they pay for their food. You know, they got a cart full of food. But the EBT ninjas, they walk up, $900 worth of food, swipe the EBT card. You know how many of us, especially us gym folks, if we can go to the grocery store and just swipe the card, $900 every time we go, or at the beginning of the month. Oh, we'll be good. We'll be set. We're going to get all the healthy stuff. We're going to have stuff in the freezer. We're going to have gallons of water. We're going to have fruit. We're going to have the frozen fruit. We're going to have everything. It's ridiculous, man. But they using the $900 EBT card for Kool-Aid. Frozen hot dogs. What's another one they're using it for? Ice cream. Big back cake. Wicked Scorpion was raising the burbs, eating potato salad with raisins in it. See, ninjas? See how ninjas act? As Chris Tucker said, the money talks. I'm Italian, not black. Oh, man. Hey, anyway, man. Hey, Keisha got to get it together. We got more food stamp talk. But before that, I just got to remind y'all, I'm killing y'all on this episode today. Make sure y'all hit the like button. We have another Keisha. Now Keisha's talking about food stamps again. Let's check it out, man. Give me 1 second while I find it, because I can't find it. And I'm not sure why. Here it is.
Trying to kill us. They trying to starve us to death. I just got some bad news, y'all. The U.S. just voted.
Hold, no, the hell she didn't say they trying to starve her to death. Hold up.
Belly, Delly?
Ma'am, you're not starving. Ma'am, you are not starving. If anything, you ain't starving. You starching. Because you're looking like you're eating a lot of starch with that blown up face. All right? We ain't going to... Don't sit here and say they trying to starve you. Eating has never been a problem for you, okay? Let's start it over. I'm going to try to not stop it again on that.
Are they trying to kill us? They trying to starve us to death. I just got some bad news, y'all. The U.S. just voted against food as a human right in 2025.
That's not what happened.
Not 1825, not 1925, in 2025, okay?
Yeah, they wasn't as big as you in 1825 and 1925, Biggins.
They out here preaching freedom and democracy while telling the world that basic survival.
You pretty free, because you was free to eat all that Big Back food. You was free to do all them Big Back activities.
Big Back activities.
It's optional. What the fuck is really going on? Nah, that's not right. And you can't call yourself the land of the free if you out here denying people food.
You haven't been denied any meals.
They do that at. Like, y'all have money for bombs and billionaires and fucking bailouts, but not for basic dignity. I'm not understanding. This system is starving people.
Some of y'all really should have been cut off of food stamps a long time ago, and that comes from someone who's been there. Because here's the truth. A lot of people are finessing the system, working under the table, not reporting income, still collecting benefits. And when the Republicans asked for transparency, Dems refused because they knew y'all would get caught. And they didn't want...
All right, we're not trying to get political today.
...to be the reason why it got cut off. That's why the benefits got cut, so that it's the big, bad Republicans' fault. I'm a single mom.
All right, we get the gist of it. I'm not going to get political with it. I'm going to keep it on the fitness side. But again, you were fortunate enough to receive these benefits, right? You were able to buy whatever food you wanted to. Mind you, every grocery store, even though it wasn't quote-unquote organic, you can get fruits, you can get vegetables, you can get lean protein. Again, that's where the education comes in. We clearly have lack of education on nutrition in America. But, you know, these people are so far gone that they act like they're so oppressed and someone's holding a gun to their head to eat these bad foods. You can't be obese talking about freedom when you've clearly gorged yourself for years. You ain't missed one meal. You had too many meals. Too many sweets, too many snacks, too many desserts, probably too much alcohol as well. But yeah, it's ridiculous, man. So this might be a shift. This might change some things, and it might shift the mindsets of people. I think if people, then this is why I'm relating this to fitness. I think if people have to go out, eat what they kill, work for their money, work for groceries like normal people, maybe they'll make more conscious decisions. Maybe they won't be as entitled. Maybe they will get their ass in the gym. Maybe they will wake up and have some accountability and realize they're the reason that they're holding themselves back. It all starts with fitness, man. Fitness is the foundation. So if you look at a lot of these delusional people in our country today, a lot of them are fat. Am I lying? A lot of them are fat. They never had to work for anything. They've been handed everything, and they just get affirmed. And that creates the entitlement, participation trophy ass society we live in. So, hey, man, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. Her face was greasy. Last I checked, beans and rice are very cheap and affordable. They are. It's a lot of cheap things that's affordable. But they want to get the fast food and the Kool-Aid. They use the EBT for fast food and then drink the Kool-Aid that they got with the EBT card at the grocery store when they get home. If you can't afford rice and beans or even chicken strips and tuna, you got a problem. Big Spider in the building. They bought tickets to see Breezy and Youngboy this month. Why they crying about stamps? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Had the son in the Youngboy concert doing this. You see all the little black boys at the Youngboy concert going viral? You ain't buy that boy no fruit and vegetables. The little girls at Breezy concert, watching him on stage, dry humping women. Look at the little girls there, but you ain't buy them no fruits and vegetables. But you got them at the Breezy concert. Let me stop before that black community kicked me out the black community.
Nope.
I guess you'll have to get in that kitchen and cook. Oh, the agony. Yeah. Oh, brother, she stinks too.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Starbucks has coffee with protein in it. What do you think about that?
Bullshit.
Ain't no real protein, man. Uncle T said them Benaro baddies better sell plates and box. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Big facts. Plates and box. Moving on. Hey, I'm killing y'all today. Our whole community rich if you go by Instagram, absolutely. And you see the black community, they want to call everyone broke. They call everybody broke, but now everyone's complaining. I thought everybody was broke. I thought ninjas was broke. It's only women complaining. I did see one dude complaining. Everybody else is women complaining, but I thought ninjas was broke and women got more money than the men.
Nope.
Let me shut up. Let me go and shut up. Anyway, switching communities.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And this is the white community's cooked as well. America's cooked. Apparently, you know, you see girls in the gym. They wear oversized tees. Guys in the gym, oversized tees. It's kind of like in style now. You know, wear a big hoodie, right? Call them oversized clothes. Apparently, wearing oversized clothes is fat phobic now.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Apparently, wearing oversized clothes is fat phobic now. I mean, you can't do anything. You can't do anything now. So if you're skinny or fit, you have to wear super tight clothes. Can't wear oversized tee. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button as well.
Reached the point in time to where if you buy clothes that are oversized, you're now considered fat phobic.
So these two girls go into Old Navy looking for their fleece. And they say, oh, everybody always gets a size 3X. You can see by the size of these girls. They probably wear like a small.
Most of US women are plus size. But then I see videos like this. People who could get their size are specifically looking to take a 3X and take it from someone who needs that size. And the answer is fat phobia. If you don't.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Don't have a problem with that video. You just hate fat people.
So let me get this straight. If someone goes and buys a hoodie that's bigger than their actual size, it's now called oppression. Maybe, just maybe, they like an oversized fit because it's a trend. It's fashion. It's not fat phobia. You're just mad because someone's oversized fit is your normal size fit. Reality is, yeah. If you can't find your size because you're too big, that's nobody's issue but your own. And that issue came from unhealthy habits. You know, maybe if someone's oversized fit didn't fit you like a glove, you wouldn't feel so attacked. So if you want more clothing options, go and earn them because the world's not going to give you extra fabric for hurt feelings.
Hey. Shout out to him. It's ridiculous, man. People can't do anything now. It's like, you know, overweight people want to be victims. They looking for a reason to be a victim. Again, participation trophy culture, right? Instead of going out and doing something so you can fit clothes and shop easily, you just want to complain about it. And 9 times out of 10, if someone plus size can't find their size in a gym, I mean, find their size in a clothing store, I doubt it's because little Becky bought up all the shirts. I doubt it's because little Becky bought up all the hoodies. That's not it, okay? And most women that size, they're probably just going to, if they want to wear oversized, they're probably going to get a large, maybe an XL. They're probably not getting a 3X. So, again, 3X isn't there because y'all aren't making the company money.
Nope.
You're not the targeted customer base.
Nope.
You're not bringing the revenue in.
Nope.
That's all it is. That's all it is. And you saw the hairstyle. That's usually the hairstyle of these deranged people that we react to. Nothing new here. That's usually the hairstyle, but it's sad. We just got to keep calling it out because we're hitting a turning point now where people are actually getting tired of this shit. People getting tired of pandering. People getting tired of being fake, and you can only fake it for so long. Even companies. Southwest pulling back the seatbelt extender policy or the double seat policy, right? Companies ain't rocking with this. Victoria's Secret at the model show. They don't have these super plus overweight, big back, super size, ultra BBWs anymore. Like, okay, we're going to get some plus size girl, but we're going to get some ones that work out, right? We cater to it a little bit, not working. Nike, they did the whole plus size queen thing. I don't see Nike doing that shit no more. I don't see Nike doing that. And you know the saying, you might not know the saying, but the saying, you go woke, you go broke. You know, you might have these woke people, these body positivity people. They're louder on Instagram. They're louder on TikTok, YouTube. But that's not the majority of the country, right? Just because you're louder doesn't mean more people will agree with you. Most people ignore that shit. You know, I have a few people like myself that call it out. Takes a lot of balls to do that and might mess up some opportunities for you. And I also ain't got no job.
Nope.
Since I ain't got no job, I tend to be a little more on edge with the content.
Nope.
But most people, they don't want to mess up their jobs. They don't want to mess up, you know, what they have. They don't want to mess up their image. So they're not going to say nothing. But I'm telling you right now, majority of people do not care. And I'm glad we're making a shift. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. The barber messed her hair up. Yep. People want to be oppressed so bad not to go there. They want black people problems, but don't want to solve their unhealthy lifestyle problems. Yeah, man. And, uh-oh. Yeah, this is... People want to, like... How do I say this? People want to relate with black people so much, like they relate to the black struggle. Like, yeah, that's racist. Da-da-da-da. You ain't spent one day as a black person. You ain't spent one day as a black person, man. Don't sit here and try to be a victim, right? Of course, black people take it overboard. That's a whole nother subject for another day. But listen, you ain't got nothing to do with us. Stop trying to relate obesity to black people and shit like that. Like, you ain't, get out of here with that bullshit. Dove still does plus size for women, but I think it's mainly because, all right, bro, you're wildin'. Why don't fat people clothes cost more? King size sheets cost more than twin because it's more material. They actually do cost more. They like 3x, 4x, 5x, even 2x sometimes. Sometimes those are not every company, but a lot of companies, those are a couple dollars extra. So, excuse me. We're gonna keep it moving, man. We got more white people. Jenny Community got another L. Jenny Community has another L. Hold up, Coach Pope Fitness. To be totally honest, nephew, most of the time I had to order 2x online. And you don't see me crying about it. Yep. I'm going to say this in a nice way. They keep their mouths closed when it comes to black people issues. Oh, of course. Of course they do. Of course they do. They ain't got nothing to say then. But want to be just like black people when they feel like they're not being treated fairly. That's loser talk. I never dealt with black people struggles. Any failures I did have at life. Was my own, not the white people or anyone else. Yeah, of course, bro. You know, we don't subscribe fully to that black people struggle talk, but, you know, obviously it's going to be things that black people experience that other races don't experience. I'm not going to sit here and deny that, but I ain't going to sit here and act like black people don't do shit to ourselves. I ain't going to sit here and say that. Like, every black person on earth ain't just out here experiencing racism at alarming rates.
Nope.
Not happening. Most of y'all niggas complaining ain't experienced no racism.
Nope.
Anyway, back to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
We got another BBW Jenny. Shout out to the Jenny community. And she's gonna say that men that make fun of her chin have small D's.
No diddy, you know.
How does the correlation? Not sure. Maybe y'all will understand it, because I didn't understand it. So if you understand it, let me know in the comments and make sure y'all hit the like button.
Hey, everyone. So we're doing a little show and tell, I guess you can say. I have my measuring tape. And you know what? We're just going to... We're going to say, let's give him a little bit. 3.5.
Okay, stop it right here.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Stop the damn show. The fact that you can measure your chin means that you focus on the wrong stuff. You more than likely have a chronic preventable disease. More than likely.
Nope.
Okay? Measuring your chin is not a flex. Okay? if you post that chin, because we posted her the other day, her chin jiggles with the wind. jiggling chin with the wind having ass.
Nope.
All right. If we know that, of course people are going to comment. Of course people are going to talk about you. Of course people are going to have some things that aren't nice to say. Shawn Michaels, Sweet Chin Music. Alex Ovechkin. Crimson Chin. what else? What else we got? Miami Dolphins. Oh man. But yeah, let's keep it going, bro.
That's what these men that are commenting about my chin. It's so huge. It's so big.
So because they're talking about your chin, now you're saying these guys have small D?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
What are we talking about here? No, it's women. So what about the women who are talking about you?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Do they have, I don't know, is their coup messed up because they're talking about your chin? Like, we got to stop this shit, man.
Oh, no. Why is it so long? 3.5 inches. That's what these guys are thinking is you.
She don't even get no D, but she wants to talk about guys' D.
Huge. Long.
Like, you've got to be pretty unattractive for no man to want to give you D. I mean, plenty of ugly and fat women can get some D offers. You're not getting any D offers. Don't talk about men's D.
Just putting that out into the universe. Take it as you may.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, we're cooked. You're not the first to be giving out, you know, small D jokes. That's insane. But again, participation trophy culture. She has the ability to get online and do this. She has the freedom to do this. And because she has the freedom to do this, people are going to agree with her. People are going to continue to hype her up. People are going to tell her it's okay to have a chin like that, even though that's a sign of type 2 diabetes. That's a sign of heart disease. That's a sign of high blood pressure. It's a sign of all types of things, but she's still going to be enabled to keep the sweet chin music. She's going to be encouraged to keep it. And that's just what it is, man. And fellas, I'm pause no ditty on this.
No ditty, you know?
You know, if somebody does have a 3.5 inch D, no ditty.
No ditty, you know?
It's out of their control. But you having a 3-inch chin is fully in your control. I mean, is it tragic? Yes, but it's out of their control. You can control your weight. You can control that chin. It is what it is. And you know, it's so the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. Do I get a buzzer for that? Do I get a siren for that? Yeah, I'll get a siren. I kicked myself
break
out.
Three, you're out.
That was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. I'm put myself in timeout. Where we at? The comments, man. The pandemic wiped out so many big backs. It really scared a lot of my family members who were big into their fitness journey. I think if post pandemic you have a big back, it's only because you want to. Absolutely. Yeah, if the pandemic wasn't enough to like scare you to get your shit together, then you just don't care. You seriously don't care. Come on, we know who was affected by COVID the most. It's fat people and old people, right? Come on, man. If you can't do nothing about being old, but you can do something about being unhealthy and being overweight. So if that didn't spark up a change in your life, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. What's up with her chin? No, not sure. Another wobble wobble with a shaky chin. Her chin doing the wobble. She's good luck trying to take her vitals in an emergency. Whoo! Where's Rhonda? And when you need her? She really got a turkey neck. My last chin comment got me kicked off, but these chin warriors make it too easy. It's safe to say she can't do chin-ups. No, she can't. She would be the perfect villain for the Crimson Chin. The evil Big Back Chin. Jackie Chin. It's like, nah, I'll play it. The bummy looking black dude that was kissing that other woman's chin would love her. Ooh, that's disgusting. She's a head and shoulders above the competition. she must really want attention. Nobody got that bar. That was corny. She must really want attention she ain't getting in real life. Absolutely. Yeah, man. That was wild. With all that being said, let's keep this episode going. Let's keep it going, man. We got, Goofy Trainers. We got a lot of gimmicks on Instagram. It's crazy how people try to say that I'm a clown, but they don't talk about these clown trainers. Anyway, we got this guy here who brings in, like, you know, soccer players, professional athletes, and does the craziest workouts with them. And it might look cool for Instagram, I guess. It might get some engagement, but, like, athletically, it's doing nothing for the person. And I think a lot of athletes don't know any better, but they could end up getting somebody hurt. So we're going to check that out in a second. I know DC ain't have no pandemic issue. Sorry. I know DC ain't have no pandemic excuse. I was with We Fit DC going to different neighborhoods, training people for free. People still wouldn't step out. People would sit there and be like, yeah, I'm not going outside. I ain't trying to catch it. All right, bro. Stay in the house then, bro. Stay in the house. Sit down. They would do that and sit in the house and drink and order DoorDash. All right. Do your thing.
Nope.
I almost got canceled for that shit, too, for calling it out. See, Marty, at this point, I'm pulling up. You got me effed up with these back-to-back early Sunday podcasts like you got greens on the stove or something.
You're back.
Oh, my bad. Hey, man, look, I got to get the podcast out the way, man, you know? Yeah, Seth insane, bro. Anyway, let's check out these goofy trainers. That pandemic situation is overblown. A lot of retards got exposed. Wicked, you got to chill, bro. I shouldn't even read that. You gotta relax, bro. Chill, man. Anyway, let's check out these goofy trainers, man.
This is why I absolutely hate this man. He's actually put this video up to advertise his services. Now, if you don't know, this is the worst trainer in the world. How he hasn't unalived one of his clients, I will never know. But it looks like we're getting close to that.
Dog, falling down is one thing, but falling down with weight, trying to catch a weight, or possibly falling down on a weight, I don't think people understand how dangerous that is, bro.
Point. You know what's not good to do? Throw a weighted barbell at someone. It's never a good time to do it, even Goofy. When they're not doing anything. But it's especially not a good time doing it when they're just jumped on a box or they're balancing on a busu box.
Shit is proof. It is providing no athletic benefit for you. It's literally for views and for Instagram.
I'm going to be honest. Some part of me thinks this is kind of survival of the fittest. It's Darwin's natural selection. If this person was to die, he has to take some responsibility for it. Is that likely to happen? No, it's not, okay? But is it likely that she's going to injure herself seriously? Yes. If this is the fails that this idiot is willing to show us, can you imagine what the fails he's seen that he's not willing to show us are like? And as always, yeah, what makes this so much worse is he's still...
Yeah, imagine what he doesn't show. I guarantee someone in there has gotten seriously hurt.
Nope.
Guarantee it.
Still got miles more followers than me. Will still be making tons more money than me. And his stuff is the worst in the world. Let me know what you think below. Actually, comment below if there's a worse trainer than this. I would like to see their stuff pet.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And just be careful with those of y'all, you know, you're choosing a trainer. You always ask yourself, what is the point of this exercise? What am I working here? Why are we doing this? If the trainer can't answer that, then you're doing some stupid shit probably. Or he's just not an educated trainer, doesn't know what he's doing. But literally, everything that they were working on there can be done with a simple exercise, can be done with a simple compound movement, can be done with a single leg exercise, can be done with a simple plyometric. I mean, that right there is insane, bro. Insane. And, you know, I'm going to be the bad guy for calling it out. So I let the white people call it out now.
How dare you?
Let the white folks call it out. But That's just the world we live in, man. Everything's for likes, everything's for views, and be careful going home and trying this stuff too. You know, especially if you don't know what it's for, what the exercise is called, or what it's a variation of. Just be careful. A lot of idiots out here. Instagram does not make you smart. Doesn't make you a great trainer. Doesn't make you educated. And more followers damn sure don't make you more educated. Because James Coppola told me he got more followers than me, so he's smarter than me.
Nope.
All right, buddy. Anyway, it is what it is. You know if it's all the truth, and you know I got it. Where we at, man? Wicked with the hard R. Goku never did these exercises.
Nope.
Damn sure didn't. Who was dumb enough to post this as a client testimonial? People falling down with weights is not a win. Yeah, people post it. His, we never seen his face unless bro is one of the females. Nah, it's a guy. Yeah. It's a guy training. It's mostly women doing this goofy shit. I think he's had a couple guys there. Maybe I seen, but it's mostly women. That's my type of workout, but I wouldn't tell a client to do that unless I was training them for ninja or parkour. Exactly. Exactly. But the only thing is, though, Spider-Mo, you actually compete. That's why you do this stuff. That a lot of these women that go to him, they're soccer players. There's still no need for a soccer player to do that. There's literally no need. None of that shit is sport specific.
Nope.
And you putting your contract on the line, right? You get hurt in the off season training, doing some dumb shit that's not sport specific.
Nope.
Ridiculous. Peace. I want to add those power quarter squats off the rack into my workout regimen. Where do you throw it into your leg routine? I'm supposed to do those once a week, but I fell in love with those. I've been doing like 2-3 times a week. And so heavy compound movements like that I usually do early in the workout. I do a full warm up to get my muscles warm. And when I get to the 315, 305, I can't really go at the pace I want to go to. When I'm doing my sets to build up there, my 135, 225, you know, I'm like, pause. I'm exploding on the way up because I'm trying to get back to my athletic shit. So I'm literally doing that to work on explosion, working on takeoff, working on my box jumps, getting back to dunking and stuff. So that's my goal with them. And I usually do that. I'm going to do that Tuesdays. Tuesday's my leg day. So I hope that answered your question. I don't know. Honestly, Goku training would make you a beast. What did they do? Run, swim, climb, calisthenics, and eat good. Get plenty of rest. Simple shit. Spider-Mo is the first black guy I've heard that actually teaches parkour. Parkour seems to be more of a foreign thing. Hey, man, we need more brothers doing it. I went against the grain. Okay, Spider-Mo. you could lose your contract over an injury training with that guy. Exactly. Exactly. Let's keep it going. What we got next? Oh, we got something for the cardio bunnies. The people that think all you got to do is cardio. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. And this guy is basically going to tell you that doing so much cardio doesn't even make sense.
Tips on bringing down body fat other than obvious cardio and eating. It's not obvious. Cardio does not bring your body fat down. Cardio, you are literally just trading your time for calories, and it makes no dent in your actual fat. If you want.
You heard him. Cardi does not bring your body fat down. And the amount of people that think just, oh yeah, I got to do some cardio. I can't get this stomach off. You do need to do some cardio, but your stomach coming off is not solely coming from the cardio. Let's see what else he has to say.
If you want to reduce your body fat, you need to increase your muscle mass. Particularly, absolutely, you need to train your legs more than your upper body. We should all be training legs twice a week because we have twice the muscle capacity in our lower body compared to our entire upper body. So the more we train our legs, the more we turn our bodies into lean, mean, fat-burning machines.
The reality is the more you train your legs, the more calories you're going to burn. It's the truth. The biggest muscles are in our legs. Therefore, when you build more muscle there, you're going to burn more calories. So skipping leg day actually goes against you trying to lose your stomach. It doesn't make sense.
Belly.
So if you're really serious about losing your stomach, you're going to train legs. Seriously.
We'll burn fat and calories for us while we are at rest. If you're only doing cardio, it's kind of like working a minimum wage job. Once again, you're always trading your time for calories. But if you build lean muscle all around your body will burn fat and calories for you while you are physically at rest. Lifting weights is the fountain of youth, period.
Big facts. Lifting weights is the fountain of youth. Yep, a lot of guys, and I mean, we talked about this 1,000 times, but, you know, guys are so ignorant. They think training legs, you know, twice a week. They think training legs once a week is crazy, but training legs twice a week, man, I ain't trying to be no bad bitch. All right, bro. Okay. All right, bro. It's crazy, man. And you can lift heavy. It doesn't mean you're going to have a super, super gigantic legs or like pause, no Diddy. Hold on, pause.
First of all,
yo, that's passes. That's passes.
Doesn't mean you're going to have a fat ass because you're training legs twice a week. That's just not how it works. You know, if you train with volume, you train heavy, you're still doing your cardio, you're still eating right, you'll be perfectly fine. Will your legs grow some? Yes. But if you're not training for hypertrophy and eating for hypertrophy, don't worry about that shit, man. Fellas, cut the excuses, bruh. And not to mention, the lowest testosterone levels ever, collectively in men, and we got so many men skipping leg day. We got so many men think if you work leg day, you're a bad bitch all of a sudden.
Nope.
What are you talking about, bro? Stop bitching and get your ass in the gym and hit legs. Hit legs. Do you not want to increase your testosterone? You hit 30. When we hit 30, our testosterone starts to decrease 1% a year. That's just natural. That's just human nature. So you have to go against the grain to make sure your testosterone is not continuously decreasing as we age. Legs is a certified way to make sure that testosterone does not decrease significantly. And not to be explicit on here.
First of
pause.
All,
yo, that's past.
Our literal sex organs are on our lower body. They're on our lower body. So it would behoove you to work legs, you idiot. Fellas, stop being soft. Ridiculous, man. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got it. Yes, sir. 10 years ago, there used to be more cardio bunnies. Nowadays, more women seem to be smart enough to realize they need to lose weight. Yeah, man. It's a lot of women who still don't get it. They still don't get it. I really feel bad for the fit women out there. It's, you know, people just addicted to complacency, man. Woman could get some D. She got her a good job. She has some fun. Got money for brunch and go with the friends. Travel a little bit. Shake her ass in Jamaica.
Nope.
She don't feel the need to lose weight. And then just love skipping leg day. Bro said period without a no Diddy at the end is crazy. Y'all got to chill, man. Y'all got to relax. Them treadmill warriors have been on the Richie Station treadmills for 5 years and still got them today's pizza bellies. They heart rate good, though.
Belly?
You think about it, man. Look at the biggest transformations you've seen in the gym. That hasn't been from treadmill warriors. Elliptical warriors or Stairmaster warriors.
Nope.
It's not. It's just not. Marty, you goes number one leg day skipper. You told me F legs. Yeah, and that's why you're getting kicked out.
Strike three, you're out.
And that's why you got pushed off the tire. That's why you got pushed off the tire. Oh, I ain't tell y'all about Spider-Mo, bruh. Hold up. Oh, my God. Spider-Mo, lucky I wasn't recording. Spider-Mo almost ran my mother over yesterday. Spider-Mo almost ran. I was training my mom yesterday. This is no cap. I'll get my mom on the show if you don't believe me. I'm training my mom, and Spider-Mo almost ran my mother over.
What?
What's wrong with Spider-Mo? Now, that wasn't no skit. I had to press him out. Like, hey, bro, what you doing, man? That's my mom. Even my mom said something. She like, come on, man. No cap. And I'm not capping.
Stop the cap.
Buddy isn't wrong about leg training, but cardio depends on your caloric deficit, which is how you lose body fat. But you can't just do cardio. You can't do cardio alone and not diet properly. and still lose weight. Yeah, absolutely, man. The cardio can definitely add to the caloric deficit, but it's only beneficial if you lifting weights and you're eating clean. So absolutely, right there, Chris. The number of males who don't train legs but still build like aunties need to be studied. Ridiculous. Even if our T levels increase at 30, we can still be in our peak for a long time if we worked out earlier in our teens and 20s. I'll say up to our 60s. I agree. Facts. Said it before, and I'll keep saying it. These dudes fail to realize that training legs gives you better thrust action in the bedroom.
Dumb the monko.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I can't imagine just using cardio machines only. Seems boring. Definitely boring as hell. And I had to make peace with the leg training. To keep it real, men who prioritize lower body training tend to age better, more mobility, less back pain, better sex. It's all in the hips, absolutely. And I'm being honest, like no ditty at all, fellas.
No
but,
ditty, you know.
You know, if you train your hips and take care of your hips like you do your chest and your back muscles, it's going to benefit you. It's going to benefit you, man. Don't neglect that shit because it's boring or you think it's ditty and this and that, bro. I'm telling you, fuck what they talking about. Get the leg working, man. Spider-Mo is on his villain arc. Hey, yo, Spider-Mo wanted to get back for the tire and the BBL bandits. Tell mom, sorry, I thought y'all was on the other side. Yeah, that was wild, bro. That's the wildest thing you ever did, man. Spider-Mo was shy and nervous. You and Spider-Mo have a dynamic like Smokey and Ezell from Friday. What in the Tom and Jerry hell y'all got going on, man? Spider-Mo just climbing, jumping off of shit. Pause, no ditty.
No ditty, you know.
Come on, man. You got to get it together. Spider-Mo out here set tripping on my Dukes. Wow. I wish I was filming that. That would have been crazy, bro. HVAC, man, what up? Ran a new 150-meter sprint in 25 seconds coming off an injury. Oh, yeah. Big back activity.
Big back activity.
Shout out to you, brother. Let's keep it going, man. We got guys lifting too heavy. And we got people complaining when men are in the gym lifting heavy. Let's check it out, man.
I will kick you out of my gym for doing that.
Now, I will admit, the grunting and all that shit is annoying. I will admit that. Nobody's trying to hear that, okay? So, he's valid there. But I'm sorry, when you go to a public gym and you got heavy weight lifters in there, right? You got guys who go hard in the gym. You're going to hear it sometimes. You're going to hear it sometimes. If you don't want to hear it, go to a private gym, spend a little bit of bag. It's just the truth. You're going to have to deal with that shit in a regular gym.
But for working out, you say most gyms aren't like Planet Fitness, brother.
Yeah, that shit is annoying as hell. It's annoying, but you can't kick someone out for grunting, bro.
So you want people in your gym screaming and yelling and pushing weights. If not, there's no gym culture there. You have a fitness club. There's gyms and there's fitness clubs. Just something happens.
And he's right, bro.
Dumb the monko.
He's right. If you don't want to be around that type of behavior, go to a fitness club. But you're going to have to deal with that shit at a gym. Now, I'm not in the gym grunting and carrying on like that. All right? None of my clients do that. But I can promise you, there ain't a gym I haven't been to, whether that's Gold's, 24-Hour Fitness, LA Fitness. It's everywhere, bro. It's everywhere. You're going to have people that do it. I'm just being honest with you. Just being honest. So stop bitching and keep it moving, man. Grunting is super annoying, absolutely. No man should be moaning and yelling like that, especially if you're not using full range of motion. I agree.
Dumb the monko.
I agree, but it is what it is. Two questions. Do you do Zercher squats?
Nope.
But I do want to try it though, because they say it's like a full body workout. So I do want to try those. For some reason, I've been getting fitness vid suggestions of people doing Zercher squats. Yeah, I've been seeing them a lot, man. I might try them. So I'll probably watch a tutorial first. But I do see a lot of people doing those. Hollering in the gym like he's at a Diddy party. Okay, see y'all on Wednesday. And I'm glad you know, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
I'm glad you know. You damn sure out of here. You knew you was out of here when you typed that shit. See you Wednesday, buddy. Take a walk. Take a walk with Marie. Take a walk with Marie and what was the other person name? I can't. Delilah. Take a walk with Marie and Delilah. Oh, this is going to sound crazy, but I wonder if anime is the motivation for a lot of dudes to get in the gym. That's a weird overlap of gym bros and anime fans. Could be. I'm not sure. I don't know enough about anime, nor have I talked to enough anime fans to really get an answer, but I wouldn't be surprised about that at all. Not reading that. I've done Zercher squats before. They're a good alternate to front squats if you have mobility issues and they hit the same muscles. Okay. What if my homie said dudes should start grunting their ex's name instead? I tried it. What?
What?
Grunting your ex's name?
What?
Y'all done just... Man, what type of shit y'all on, bro? Seth, it is for me, especially Hunter. I don't even know it. Oh, Hunter X Hunter. A lot of gym bros are socially awkward anime lovers. There's a lot of nerds in the gyms wearing Dragon Ball Z and Naruto tank tops. Big facts. So, hey, if that's motivation, I'm cool with that. I ain't got no problem with that, man. And we got one more video before we get out of here. We got Get Your Fat Ass Up. I can't remember what it is, but we'll see. Let's check it out.
Hey, check it out, man.
Oh, yeah, this
it's
one.
Monday, motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah, it's cold in the pitch outside.
Yeah.
But don't make that excuse talking about it's too cold. I don't want to get up today.
This how they think my videos sound.
Because your fat ass going to go up and do everything else you want to do when it's cold outside. I bet your bitch ass went to the motherfucking club this weekend and your fat ass was drinking and eating everything in that motherfucking club. You fat motherfucker, probably sitting down the whole time, not even in it. You asking motherfuckers, can I get in your section? I need to take a seat. I'm too, your fat ass, stand the fuck up, motherfucker. See, most of you motherfucking bitch ass motherfuckers go do all that weird shit, that weak shit on the weekend, but when it come to Monday, you got an excuse because it's too motherfucking cold. Yeah. Nah, you just too motherfucking of a bitch to get your motherfucking ass outside and go put in some motherfucking work. See, yeah. Half you motherfuckers, 95% of you motherfuckers ain't never gonna be shit because it ain't in your bitch ass to be shit, motherfucker. So when you go to the gym, that's why you cop out doing everything. That's why your bitch ass still stuck at 225. That's why your bitch ass back is fatter than a motherfucker. You ain't got no definition in nothing that you got on your fucking body because you train like a bitch.
Yeah.
You feel me? Everything you've been doing, you do what a bitch does. You want to be seen all the time. You want to be outside all the time. But when it's time to go inside and put that motherfucking work in, you ain't nowhere to be found with your fat ass, your weak, skinny ass, and your bitch ass talking about, I'm about to put this motherfucking work in. It's about to be the winter time. I'm about to bulk up. I'm about to do this. I'm about to do this. Yeah, it's winter time grind. Because we building in the wintertime what we gonna reveal in the summer, motherfucker. So yeah, this is where it start at.
Yeah.
Volume 1 and volume 2, $50, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Buy that shit before that shit go up. I'm telling you. Motherfuckers is buying that shit like hotcakes. Everybody interested in it is gonna go up. Y'all keep playing and y'all gonna be waiting. It's gonna be too motherfucking late. Then your ass gonna be out of luck. But make sure, when you come in this bitch, if you don't want your bitch to leave you another motherfucker body that look better than yours because you couldn't get your weak ass in the gym and train yourself, don't be mad. Just say, I told you so. Hidden Monster told you so. You should have got your weak ass in that gym and trained your ass off and stop training like a bitch, pussy motherfucker, before she leave you.
Yeah, shout out to this guy. Shout out to Hitmonster, man. He be on my content too, man. I'm gonna see if I can get him on the podcast because he followed me too. But that's the thing, man. It's you know, people get caught up on the tone and the cuss words, but he ain't tell one lie in there, man. And you know, a lot of guys, that's how we get motivated, bro. We had coaches like that, and we had people to fire us up. But nowadays, you know, toxic masculinity and this and that. But if this is your motivation that you like, then tap into this, bro. Tap into it. Excuse me. It might not appeal to the ladies as much, but sometimes, fellas, you need a kick in the ass. You've had too much coddling going on. But no disrespect, especially if you were raised by a single mom. I was raised by a single mom, so I'm not disrespecting that. Like, you know, I had to learn how to get a kick in the ass and learn how to respond to coaching. Learn how to respond to men and learn how to talk like men, right? But that's just what it is, man. It's what it is. I really like his content. He does cuss a lot, so if you don't like cussing, oh well. But fellas, follow him. He gonna fire you up and get you turned up. So that's what we need sometimes, man. Like I said again, shout out to that guy. Dom DeMarco. Drummer, what's going on? What's good, fam? Joining the live late. Catching up. I think society's gotten to the point of social complacency. Go to the gym, execute your goal, and keep going about your day. Keep it pushing. Absolutely. This dude funny as fuck. He definitely funny as fuck. If you go drink from the water fountain, I guess that means it's a Cassie party. Yep. See you next episode. See you, Seth. Bye. Sound like a great value, CT Fletcher. This my kind of motivation. Absolutely. Going crazy on him. Can't wait to get back to pausing 3:15. Imagine a girl coming up under this kind of pep talk. She'd be unstoppable. She would be, because what other girl is getting coaching like this? She'll be killing them girls. He not wrong. Dudes I see stronger than me be lifting with bad form, and I'm over here squatting 235 at 193 with great form and no back issues. Absolutely. Hey, C. Marty. It's been some time. It's my favorite time of year to train. The cold weather creates thicker skin. It's easier to stay in a warm bed. Absolutely. I had one of my clients come up to me. She missed her session. I said, why you miss? She's my, it's getting cold out. It's hard to get up. Get your ass up. Nobody trying to hear that. Put his link in the chat. You're going to have to give me a second, bro. See if I can find it quickly. Bear with me. See, this the Seth asked for it, not me. I mean, Wicked asked for it, not me. Let me see if I can find him. What's his name? Hit Monster? Pause. That's crazy. Pause. No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Here we go. I got him. Hitting Monster. Yeah. Pause. No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Good page, though, for sure. Here, I'm going to put his link in the chat. There you go. Why Slim so mad? Sound like one of them Fed burpee bammers. You're going to get me canceled. They're going to be like, yeah, C. Marty was talking about us. Him and the Ninjas Up Goals, C. Marty and Spider-Mo was talking about us. And you better chill, bro. hey, say the name, Spider-Mo. Say the name. Say they at. Adam, real quick. C. Marty, what do you think the main motivation for people getting in shape? Unfortunately, I think it's a major health scare, but I think the main thing is social circle and looks. Looks, too. Everybody want to look good. Damn, Seth. Fit people hang out with other fit people. Big backs hang out with other big backs. Eating and feeling sorry for themselves. Yep. Spider go to jail. Rhonda, I missed the live. Oh, no. I missed the live. Yeah, Rhonda, I called you out, too. You wasn't here. I missed the live. I was in Pilates class hanging out with Jenny's people.
How dare you?
Oh, man. Fed burpee bammers is hilarious. Dudes become burpee enthusiasts when they do a bit. I didn't say that. I'm reading the comments. Please don't come on my page talking about, yeah, see, Marty was talking about this. See, Marty won't come do calisthenics with us. He ain't going to come see us. Come to the, you know what I'm saying? Come to the park. Come see us. I ain't say it. Them niggas said it. All right. Therefore, let's get that straight. Anyway, with all that being said, another fire episode on the Less Marches, More Crunches podcast. Them niggas said it, not me. Crazy. But, hey, man, go ahead, follow my social media, C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches on Apple Podcasts. That'll be the audio form. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear, or you can cop the gear right here on my YouTube on every video. Playback gang for sure. Almost did too. I was rock climbing with the NASM book, but Jenny's. You're crazy, man. That's wild, bro. Anyway, man. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Appreciate you, Zoomer. And we out of here. I appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.